It's not about standing by.
Yes. I think it is. Actually, no, and that's what you're trying to say.
To nine, I'm not. No, I'm not. You see, you're talking like a Sith, as we say in Star Wars, that there's only one answer or the other answer. Life's not like that. There's loads of grey. You know, after the 9/11, the only response from Western countries was to invade Afghanistan, invade Iraq, and that was supposed to make everybody feel better about what had happened and somehow resolve it. And guess where Bin Laden was? In Pakistan.
No, he wasn't. He was actually in Afghanistan. He was driven out of Afghanistan by the American bombings.
Living in Pakistan.
Yeah. So no, you're right. But, I mean, it wasn't about invading Afghanistan. It was about driving the Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan.
But they're still there. They're still in Afghanistan.
Well, I'm not saying the whole thing succeeded, but what you're saying is that we should have just done nothing, shrugged our shoulders and said, oh, well, they've killed 3,000 people. Why would we bother to do anything?
I'm asking you, Ian, what's the overall objective? Because you're now saying that...
The objective was to defeat Al-Qaeda, of whom we've heard very little recently, by the way, and the objective now is to defeat ISIS. What part of that is wrong?
There's probably... You haven't defeated anybody.
No, that's the objective, though.
Yeah, but it lacks intelligence, Ian.
Why wouldn't you want to defeat them? I mean, are you just happy to sort of let them continue to exist,
Ian,
and let them continue to bomb people,
believe,
let them continue to behead people, let them carry out their atrocities? That's what you want to do, is it?
Ian, I wonder what you would have said if you were a radio presenter in the time of the Romans or in the times of the Egyptians. What would you?
I would have said, "Hail Caesar."
The thing is, Ian, is that, you know, you act like human history only started after 9/11.
Yeah, no, I don't at all. But, I mean, look, we're talking about what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean...
Exactly. this has been going on, Ian. This has been going on for a millennium. Human beings fight and they kill each other.
Well, look,
ISIS is any worse than previous groups that we've seen.
Well, I think it is. You see, that's the point. I've seen nothing like ISIS in my lifetime.
No, because that dehumanization, what it does, it's designed to make people not take responsibility for actually broader issues that are going on there. You can dehumanize people just so, you know, we did it to the IRS.
Hang on. It's not us that's dehumanizing people. It is Daesh and ISIS who are dehumanizing people by the way they treat women, by the way they behead people, by the way they launch these attacks on people. And yet you seem to think we should just accept that and do nothing.
No, what we shouldn't do is make the situation worse than it already is.
How could it be worse than it already is?
Carnage. No, Ian, we're adding to the carnage. That's the problem. Because we've got self-interest at the paramount in what we do, we end up adding to the carnage and creating more problems, and then we actually...
But you haven't given me an alternative. What do you think we should do?
It's called rollback. That's the alternative. You stop.
Yeah, you hoist that white flag. You hoist that white flag and then see what happens.
It's not a white flag.
Yes, it is. That's what you're talking about.
You're doing that Sith thing again. Where you say there's only one answer or
May the force
answer.
Be with me.
No, exactly. You know that things are much more complicated than that, Ian. And when you present it like that on the radio, you move us away from the kind of intelligent, analytical, common sense approach
that
we need to start taking to doing it. And it's not by hiding British soldiers in American ranks and saying, but Cameron didn't know.
It's nothing to do with hiding British soldiers in American ranks. They happen to be embedded there.
They're not embedded, Ian. I mean, Ian, you know how ridiculous that sounds. A British soldier is under the command of the British government, which means they should not be acting anywhere unless they
are under the We have American soldiers embedded with British armed forces under British command. It happens all over the place.
Yes, when they're acting on the authority of the British government to carry out military actions in a specific location. I know international law. We don't have the right to be acting in Syria. There shouldn't be any British soldiers in Syria at the moment. And obviously, they've been caught out by this. But of course, the sad attack that we saw in Tunisia will motivate some parliamentarians to the view that what they ought to do now is wave the flag and say, go on, let's go and bomb Syria, because that will certainly improve the situation.
I'm afraid we've reached the end of the hour. May the force be with you. Thank you very much indeed for taking part in our conversation. I've never been called a Sith before. Never seen Star Wars either, but there we go. Right.